the Gemara Parakei Mishnah Zayin Elokeach Mi Baal Bayit V'chadar V'lakach Mi Menu Shneel Ma'asir Mizalze Afilu Mishtei Kupos Afilu Mishtei Ayor. Somebody who buys produce for a Baal Bayit from the person who owned the field in which the produce grew. And after buying the produce the first time, he went back to the same Baal Bayit and bought produce for the second time from that Baal Bayit. He can take off Ma'asir from one onto the other. If the Baal Bayit is assaulting the produce is an Amar, so the produce that he is selling is mine, and the buyer has to take Ma'asir from the produce. He could take Ma'asir from the produce he bought for the second time, and that Ma'asir could pass the produce he bought the first time, or vice versa. He could take off Ma'asir from the produce he bought the first time, and that would pass the produce he bought the second time. We don't have to be concerned that maybe the produce he bought the first time, the Ma'asir were taken from it by the Baal Bayit, while the produce he bought the second time, the ma'aser were not taken from it by the Baal Bayit. And since it's the same Baal Bayit that sold you the produce both the first and second time, if he would have taken off ma'asers, he would have taken off ma'asers from all the produce that he sold. Afilu mishtei kupos, afilu mishtei ayoros. Even if the produce he sold you the first time came from a different box than the produce he sold you the second time, or even if the Baal Bayit owned fields in two different towns, and the produce he sold you the first time was from one field, while the produce he sold you the second time was from a different field, even so, you can take off ma'aser from one onto the other. And since it's the same Baal Bayit that owned both fields or owned both boxes, if he would have taken off ma'aser from his produce, he would have taken off the ma'aser from all of his produce. Baal Bayit shayim ma'aser yerek b'shuk. A Baal Bayit that was selling vegetables in the marketplace. His ma'aser mevi'en lo miginoisa. Ma'aser me'achas al-kol. If the Baal Bayit brought the vegetables from his own garden, he is the person that grew these vegetables. In such a case, the buyer of the vegetables can take off ma'asers for one of the vegetables to pass through all the other vegetables, as since it's the same Baal Bayit that owns all the vegetables, if he would have taken off ma'asers, he would have taken off ma'asers from all the vegetables. And if he didn't take off ma'asers, he wouldn't have taken off ma'asers at all. So therefore, even if you bought the vegetables at different times from the same Baal Bayit, you can take off ma'aser from one onto the other. Mekinos acheros ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad. But if the Baal Bayit who was selling you the vegetable did not grow the vegetables in his own gina, instead he bought the vegetables from other people who grew them in their gardens, and you bought vegetables a few different times from this Baal Bayit, you can't take off ma'aser from one time that you bought vegetables to pather up the vegetables that you bought for a second time. If maybe the first time you bought vegetables from this Baal Bayit, it came from one person's garden. But the second time you bought vegetables from the Baal Bayit, it came from a different person's garden. And maybe one of the people took off ma'aser while the other one did not. So therefore, if you would be taking ma'aser from one onto the other, you might be taking ma'aser for something that's higher than ma'aser, the potter of something that's potter of ma'aser, or vice versa. So therefore, each time you buy produce from the Baal Bayit, you have to take off ma'aser separately from the produce. Sachas Mai Parakei Mishnah Chas Alokeh Tevel Mishnei Mekomo Ma'aser Mizal Zeh. Somebody who buys Tevel from two different places, meaning he bought it from two different people, and both people who sold him the produce told him that the ma'asers were definitely not taken from it. And this produce that he bought is not D'mai. D'mai is when you buy produce from an Amaretz and you don't know if the ma'asers were taken from it. But in this case, you bought Tevel. You know for sure the ma'asers weren't taken from the produce. In such a case, ma'aser mizal zeh. You can take off ma'aser from the produce you bought from one person to pather up the produce that you bought from a second person. And since you know that the produce that was sold to you by both the first and second person, the ma'aser were definitely not taken from it. There's no problem with taking ma'aser from one to pather the other. Alfa pisham ru, einot amrasha limkor tevel, elolutur. The Chacham tells the halacha about somebody who buys tevel from two different people, even though the Chacham has said that a person is not allowed to sell tevel unless there is a necessity. Even if you plan on telling the buyer that the ma'aser were not taken from it, the Chacham did not allow you to sell tevel. Maybe you forget to tell the buyer that the ma'aser weren't taken from it, and they'll end up eating the produce without taking off the ma'aser. But even so, the Chacham tells the halacha about somebody who buys tevel, because if there is a necessity, then you would be allowed to sell tevel. Now, what would be a case of a necessity? Mefarshim explained, if a little bit of chulin got mixed in with the tevel, meaning to say some produce that the ma'aser were taken from it, got mixed in with tevel. In such a case, you can't take off the ma'aser from the tevel itself, since it's mixed in with chula. You'd have to take off ma'aser from some other tevel to patur up this tevel. And maybe you don't have other produce. In such a case, the chachamim would allow you to sell the tevel to somebody else so that that person who buys the tevel would take off the ma'aser from his tevel to patur up the tevel that he is buying from you. But even in that case, the chacham only allow you to sell the tevel to somebody who is a chaver, to somebody who you can trust would take off the ma'aser from the produce that you are buying from him.